Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. The phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a state representative is lashing out against the idea of independence. And we've got his opinion piece on the way as we are on the eve right now of tomorrow's very historic hearing where, for the first time in New Hampshire history that I'm aware of, since New Hampshire joined the United States, it's the first time we're going to have the opportunity to officially speak to state representatives about the idea of being able to vote on independence. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
But let's go first to your phone calls and thoughts. Richard is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
Yes, it was announced this morning that last year the state of New Mexico had over 400 highway fatalities, and I am wondering, they didn't mention the percentage of these over 400 fatalities represents what percent of our state these fatalities represent, because New Mexico only has close to 3 million people. And to me, over 400 fatalities seems like a pretty high rate compared to the population. And it's also announced that New Mexico ranks about 28th in the country for having bad roads. And I wonder if the President Biden's infrastructure bill and everything will help our road situation.
I wouldn't get my hopes up. I mean, the federal government and state governments have been pouring billions of dollars into roads, and everybody always thinks their roads are the worst. I mean, the roads around here are absolute garbage.
New Mexico does have a strong point that theirs are pretty bad, though.
You've driven through there, so you
yeah several
you have
times
an opinion about that.
The drivers are dumb.
By the way, 2.097 million, according to the internet here, Richard. So not quite 3 million people, just over 2 million people there in New Mexico. But still, 400 is a very, very small percentage of that. I mean, we're talking about a fraction of a percent. So, by the way, that's by no means is that an overwhelming number of traffic fatalities. But pouring more money into that situation isn't going to make things
better. For the government, it's not going to make things better. It would probably be great if there was a free market solution that could, you know, you could hire a company to, you know, fix the roads. But I just really doubt that Joe Biden is going to help all the way from Washington, D.C. He's going to help New Mexico get great roads. It's all going to be all better now because he poured $1 trillion into a bill that the name implies that it's for infrastructure, but also includes lots of other crap in it.
Sure.
In the majority of it has nothing to do with infrastructure like you touched upon.
Yeah, this is political, what do they call it, log rolling, back scratching.
Yeah.
Everybody threw their favorite program in there, basically, Richard. And look, even if you were to fix up the roads, it's not going to stop people from acting like idiots. That's the big problem with traffic fatalities, is people drinking and driving, people texting on their cell phones and driving, and just not paying attention in general.
I don't know what's going on in New Mexico, but when I lived in Texas, if I saw a New Mexico license, I was getting away from that car.
That's how I feel about Connecticut drivers.
Wow. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Do you want to get into the secession story, Bonnie, or was there something else that we had to talk about? I feel like there might have been another story that you had. I've got this.
Oh, no, I have the Britain thing, but if you want to talk about
the Britain thing,
England is just getting rid of all mandates.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely worth a mention here tonight, and I have that story as well from the BBC that they're leaving their what they call Plan B and moving to Plan A. And basically, Plan A sounds like the lack of mandates.
Don't you usually start with Plan A?
I guess. Yeah, Plan A would have been the more freedom-oriented stuff.
And I guess that's good.
I didn't hear that part. I thought they were just, like, getting rid of the mandates.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Plan B measures would go to Plan A, which means that mandatory COVID passports for entering nightclubs and large events will go away.
Nice.
Although organizations could still choose to use the COVID pass if they want. People would no longer be advised to work from home and should discuss returning to their offices with their employers. Face masks will no longer be mandated, though people are still advised to wear coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces.
That'll be nice to see. Sorry, it will be nice to see if the COVID vaccine pass stays around in England when
it's voluntary.
Like, yeah, when businesses have the choice.
And finally, from Thursday, secondary school pupils will no longer have to wear face masks in classrooms, and government guidance on their use in communal areas would be removed, quote-unquote, shortly. So there's a summary of what's going on. I got to say, I'm surprised.
Me too.
Great Britain has, throughout this last 2 years, been one of the more repressive-sounding places with very high levels of restriction.
Lots of videos of people, like, getting hurt by the police for not wearing masks on a train or whatever.
Not as bad as Australia, but yeah, there's definitely been some coming from the UK, and then all of a sudden to just take it all away in the middle of wintertime. I mean, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, and this is also, like, a federal thing for them, right?
So, I think so, yeah.
So I'm wondering if it, on a local level, if the local governments can still kind of mandate
town,
stuff.
Town governments.
The town governments.
That's an excellent question. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. The current regulations around self-isolation are expected to expire on the 24th of March. And the Prime Minister there, Johnson, said he expected to not renew them then, and that the date could be brought forward if the data, so-called, allows it. So I don't know if there's going to be different dates for all of this or if it's just going to be the 24th across the board for everything. But hopefully it'll move in that direction and they won't go back towards more lockdowns. But then again, of course, as we know, if you've locked people down once and they've obeyed, then you know that you can lock them down for any reason at all. So there is that. Now, let's get into the local story here that is not just local, but also of international relevance, and that is that New Hampshire is going to be looking at a piece of legislation tomorrow that is, if passed by the State House and the State Senate, would go on the ballot as a question in November of 2022, and the people of New Hampshire would then have the opportunity to vote, and it would require two-thirds of them to vote for it in order to pass, but to vote to peacefully exit the United States and declare independence and be a sovereign nation at that point. And the fact that the status quo is lashing out against this is a good sign. The fact that mainstream media is running hit piece articles against us is a good sign. Rather than just ignoring this and letting it quietly, you know, go into the night, they are
doing their best to get people to think it's a big, bad issue.
Yeah, they're trying to rile people up.
It shows that they're worried.
Yeah, it does. And what they're ultimately doing, and I'm grateful for them, and in fact, I wish there was more coverage. There really, honestly, in my opinion, hasn't been enough. The Keene Sentinel's covered it a couple of times. This story is an opinion piece from nhjournal.com, which, yeah, it's a website. Maybe it has a readership. Maybe it doesn't. I know Alu Axelman from Liberty Block says his website's got way more viewers than this one. So,
I saw that.
So who knows how many people actually read this. But it was getting passed around on social media today, so I'm sure it will cross some people's desks. There was another story that went into the Concord Monitor and a few other places about what New Hampshire would be like if it secedes. And this one is written by a state representative, Brody DeShays, who we've actually read something he wrote about this previously, because he wrote a letter in response to Alu Axelman, who is not only the writer over at LibertyBlock.com, but he's also the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And so he's a well-educated guy when it comes to the ideas of independence, and Brody DeShays had written him an email after Alu had written to all of the state reps that will be hearing the bill tomorrow, and Brody's on that panel. So now he wrote himself a piece for NH Journal, and it's called Can New Hampshire Secede? And we will get into his reasons, of course, why he believes it cannot. Of course, that's all he's all about. He wants to stay in the Union. He's a supporter of the Empire, and I suspect that's because he wants to be part of it. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It doesn't have to be about New Hampshire independence, which is what we're going to cover here in a moment with a state representative who is very rabidly against independence, and he's also one of the younger-looking ones, named Brody DeShays. He's written an opinion piece published over at nhjournal.com. We'll share that with you in just a moment. And if you want to help out some people who are in serious need of assistance, people who are in what's considered extreme poverty. We're not talking about American poverty. We're talking about, like, Kenya, Bemet and Kilifi counties, people who have to walk miles to just get water that they can drink on a daily basis. So if you want to help some people out that really need help, Give Directly can do that. They are the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the last decade, Give Directly has given over $400 million to over a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows people to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and people thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we want to help. We're going to match your donations up to $30,000 in total. So if you want to help some people out, go over to give.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to the Give Directly website. That's give.freetalklive.com. It is Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio here tonight, as tomorrow we are going to Concord. Nikki, are you going on this Concord tomorrow afternoon?
I am. I'm actually going to be there early for the midwifery bill.
That's right. If we get a chance, we can talk about that, too, because I know that that's important to you as well. But there's always interesting hearings happening in Concord. We actually went up there last week. Bonnie, it was Bonnie's first time going to the State House. Have you been before, Nikki? Will this be your
first? I don't think so. No, I think I actually have been before for something else. But.
So it's a fairly accessible group of state representatives. You can easily speak to pretty much anybody that you want to, as long as they're not in the middle of the meeting at the time. You can speak publicly in front of the meetings, speak to them before or after the meetings. It's a pretty interesting situation, and one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen is the destination for the Free State Project, because the political system here is so easily accessible. With 400 state representatives, each state rep, quote-unquote, represents about 3,000 or somewhere between 3,000 and 3,500 people. And so the representative districts are very, very small. It's easy to reach these people. There's a good chance you're going to run into them at the grocery store at some point during their term. And it just that accessibility makes a big difference when it comes to the fact that these aren't professionals. They are people who have other jobs. They have other things that they do in their lives. Most of them, I mean, some of them are retired, but, you know, this guy, DeShays, is, I mean, he can't be older than 30.
No, I think he was really young, like 21 or something.
25 or something like that. Anyway, he's definitely one of the younger state reps. Unfortunately, he's also one of the more incorrect state reps on this particular issue. But he's got something to say about it, and that is New Hampshire independence. Can New Hampshire secede? In his story over at nhjournal.com, he says, in this upcoming legislative session, meaning specifically tomorrow, the state legislature, I guess I should say that it's going to be a committee that votes probably tomorrow, but the full legislature, the full New Hampshire state reps, all 400 of them, will vote on this at some point. He says we'll vote on articles of secession, and he's already wrong.
Because yeah, that's what I said when you read it out loud to me. They're not voting on articles of secession.
No, they're voting on whether or not the people should vote. That's what they're voting on. They're voting on whether or not to put something on the ballot so the average person can then have an official say on this. That's what they're voting on. It's not the state reps deciding to secede. That's not this at all. So
they'll get to vote if it goes on the ballot.
Yeah, they can vote with the rest
people,
of us
at
that point. But people like him, whether he understands that he's wrong about this or not, he believes that he is the first line of defense to defend the empire and to keep the United States federal government in control. He's going to vote against this particular bill, and here are his justifications. He says CACR 32, which is the title and, you know, the number of the bill, purports to make New Hampshire a, quote, sovereign nation. He says, I'm amazed any lawmaker should have to pen a letter on this issue. Secession would be logistically impossible. About one-third of New Hampshire's revenue is from the federal government.
Okay, we stop right there because he is ignoring, purposefully, has to be purposefully ignoring.
Could he be this ignorant?
Yeah, I don't know, think somebody could be this ignorant. The fact that New Hampshire gives up a lot of money to the federal government, and the federal government gives some back.
Yeah, that's the part
he's
ignoring.
We're a donor state.
Yeah.
We're, like, it's not just like we are in need every year and we need the federal government to give us money. We have to give it to them, and they give us part of that back.
Right, after they cut some off the top to pay their bureaucrats with.
Kind of like they do with everybody else with taxes.
Exactly.
They tax you to death, and then they're, oh, so kind to give a little bit back at tax season.
Mm.
Yeah, and how could he, as a supposed Republican, not be aware of this?
Well, for one thing, I just looked it up and he just turned 23 years old. I think he just wants to be part of the empire.
He wants
and
to be the establishment.
He'll just say whatever whoever wrote this for him probably wants him to say because he...
Do you think this was ghostwritten?
I don't know. It's not like I just think he's dumb because he's, like, you know, barely younger than me. I'm just saying that he has opinions here that sound like some old Republican man wrote it. I mean, I get it. He's a Republican. But you want...
It was all Republicans who sponsored this bill, from what I can tell.
I don't know. He wants everything to go on as it's going on for, like, perpetually.
Mm-hmm. I suspect he's someone who has eyes on higher positions. He probably wants to be a U.S. senator or a president or something like that someday.
Probably, because I feel like that's why people get into politics really young, mm-hmm. because they've got their eyes on the prize.
Want to move up the chain.
Yep. He's just being purposefully, not even purposefully ignorant, but misleading to his supposed constituents. Like, if he doesn't know that what I just said is true, then he isn't qualified to be
to hold office.
Holding office, and if he knows that that's true and is just misleading people by saying, oh, we get one-third of our income from the federal government, then, you know, that's kind of evil.
He says further, economic success is tied to free trade and travel within the union, and about 15% of Granite Staters work out of state.
What percent?
He says 15% of Granite Staters work out of state.
Maybe.
And they would have to stop because people who work in other or live in other countries also don't commute to other countries to work.
Like, there are people who actually cross the North Korean border to go to work.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a specific, like, industrial park, basically, and I believe it's located in North Korea. I'll have to refresh myself on this. It's located on whichever
side.
Is
that the
DMZ? I don't know if it's in the DMZ or what, but there's actually people that cross the North Korean border to go to work every single day.
That's so,
sure,
a hassle.
That's an extreme example, but that's pretty funny. But I'm sure there are people, you know, in one small country in Europe who go to another country. I mean, well,
sure,
they are in the EU.
Well, Europe has relatively free travel because of, say, the European Union. But regardless, has he ever heard of Hong Kong? I mean, Hong Kong, before it became back to part of China, was not, you know, exactly an easy place to get to from China, right? Like, they weren't part of China, so you had to go through security or whatever. But still, Hong Kong was this incredibly international city where if you didn't know multiple languages, you couldn't even be a waitress. You had to know at least three or four languages to be able to do something as simple as waiting tables. We're coming up here. We'll talk about it. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Wednesday amid plummeting approval ratings and a pandemic response that's left the country exhausted and demoralized.
Some people may call what's happening now a new moon. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. But COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
In addition, Biden continued to push his Build Back Better plan, which he said would lower prices along the supply chain. Also from Washington, the White House told the U.S. chip industry to be prepared for new restrictions on exports to Russia if Moscow attacks Ukraine. This includes potentially blocking the country's access to global electronic supplies. You're listening to USA Radio News. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin continues to push back Biden's voting rights legislation.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws are there, the rules are there, the government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The University of Michigan has agreed to a $490 million settlement for more than 1,000 people who say they were sexually assaulted by a former sports doctor during his nearly four-decade career at the school. Dr. Robert Anderson died in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We'll continue with the hit piece by a state representative here in New Hampshire against the idea of independence, against the idea of peacefully leaving the United States. We'll continue with that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we've got. Our own social media site. We run the servers. So there's no big tech corporation that is holding an axe over your head and telling you what you can and can't say. You can go to social.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. It's open source. It's Mastodon-based, which means that there's, like, I don't know, half a dozen apps at least that you can choose from to use to post. You can post directly to the website, or you can download apps for your smartphone or your laptop or desktop computer that make it even easier. You go to social.freetalklive.com. And actually, somebody called in during the break to remind me of the name of the industrial park in North Korea, and it's called Kaesong, K-A-E-S-O-N-G, the Kaesong Industrial Region. And it is a special administrative region of North Korea, kind of like Hong Kong is now a special administrative region of China. It was formed in 2002, but apparently it was closed in 2016. So I had not heard that the park had closed temporarily by the South Korean government, and all of its staff had been recalled by that administration. The president of South Korea has signaled his desire to reopen and expand the region, however, and its most notable feature is the Kaesong Industrial Park, which ran from 2004 to 2016, as a collaborative economic development with South Korea. So again, the park is actually inside of North Korea. It's 6 miles north of the demilitarized zone. So right on the other side of it, basically. An hour's drive from Seoul in South Korea with direct road and rail access to South Korea. And what the point of it is it allows South Korean companies to employ cheap labor that is educated, skilled, and fluent in Korean while providing North Korea with a source of foreign currency. So according to the story here on Wikipedia, in 2013, 123 South Korean companies were employing 53,000 North Korean workers and 800 South Korean staff. So there were indeed hundreds of South Koreans who were able to cross the border into this incredibly restrictive hermit kingdom in order to, well, bring some money into the hermit kingdom, because the communists don't know how to make money, they don't know how to do business, and so they figured, all right, well, we'll let some of these productive South Korean companies come in here, we'll keep them in this one little park, and let them do business. But the point I brought this up for was simply that to counter what Representative Brody DeShays had to say here in New Hampshire as far as why we can't possibly secede peacefully from the United States, he says economic success is tied to free trade and travel within the Union. And certainly, we want to continue to travel freely. Obviously, we're interested in that, and that may require some negotiation with the U.S. federal government. But if they want to put restrictions on, it's not going to hurt our economy. And the reason for that is because we can open up to the rest of the world at that point.
Yeah.
You want to talk about good economic freedom? How about we get rid of tariffs? How about we make it so that anyone, anywhere in the world, no more sanctions. You want to trade with somebody in Cuba? You want to do business with somebody in, you know, North Korea or whatever? I think people should be free to make those choices.
Absolutely. And I would argue that this would help our economy.
It sure as hell would. I mean, I forget. I think it was Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host. He does international business. He runs a company called Think Penguin. They sell computers, so they're getting parts from China. And he says that the tariffs, I think, increase costs at least 25%.
He said at Walmart, your average, I mean, everything in the technology section, the electronics section, is marked up 13%.
At least. And you're talking about just from the tariffs.
That's the number he brings up a lot. So I think that that's something that you could figure out. It's 13% just based on tariffs.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, and all of that adds up quite a bit. So, you know, we would be open to Canada, and we would have an open international port, and New Hampshire would have a burgeoning free market, and that would mean incredible wealth, especially because we would then keep all the money that we would normally send to the federal government here in New Hampshire, and that means it would be spent better, because then you would get to decide how to spend the money that you've earned. Anyway, he goes on. He says New Hampshire could never survive as a sovereign nation.
That's why Hong Kong became a sad story of everyone dying.
Hong Kong was a rock, by the way. Hong Kong has like no natural resources.
Hmm.
I mean, there's literally nothing out there. It's a rock in an ocean, essentially, with some trees on it. There's no real, like, they don't have anything that is natural to the land of Hong Kong, except for relative freedom. Now, that's going to go away, likely, as the Chinese government continues to press inward and continues to, you know, foist their taxes and their regulations on Hong Kong. But as of last year, Hong Kong was still the number one most economically free place on the planet. And they created all that simply through having freedom, through allowing people to start their own businesses without having to ask for permission.
I just think it's ridiculous to think that we need to rely, in New Hampshire, that we need to rely on the federal government for help. I mean, New Hampshire is a very prosperous state. We have a very low...
Even now,
we have a very low unemployment rate. There are tons of farms. We have everything we need within the state to be able to thrive. So I just don't think we need help from the U.S. government. If anything, the U.S. government's involvement in the state of New Hampshire is hurting us.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Other places in the U.S. are going to start looking third world. I just don't want that to happen to New Hampshire.
He also must have forgotten the fact that New Hampshire was a sovereign nation before it joined the United States.
That's a great
New
point.
Hampshire declared independence. The people of New Hampshire declared independence from Great Britain and had its own nation.
Yeah.
We had a president. If you go back to the original Constitution of New Hampshire, which we're still on, by the way, the New Hampshire Constitution predates the United States Constitution. It's just been amended, and some of the amendments that they've made, some of the changes they've made, have changed New Hampshire from a nation into a state. And at that time, it changed from the president of New Hampshire to the governor of
His
New
Excellency.
Hampshire. They might still might have still referred to him as His Excellency in previous times, but we've been here before.
Yeah, so why can't we go back? Why is it so ridiculous now?
So he clearly doesn't know his history, but he goes on. He says, however, articles of secession are not only reckless, but blatantly unconstitutional. Any attempt to make New Hampshire a, quote, sovereign nation only purports to do so and is illegitimate. He says the first legal argument why states cannot secede from the Union is reasonably understandable. The federal government is the only legitimate power to admit new states and extend or retract territorial boundaries. Nowhere in our U.S. Constitution does it allow the federal government to permit any state to secede.
This wouldn't be a case of retracting territorial boundaries. It would be a case of a state that is only in the Union voluntarily, leaving voluntarily.
Yes, and people like DeShays believe you cannot leave voluntarily because the Constitution doesn't address it, and that's a key error on his part, and also an error...
I mean, he doesn't know what the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Federal Constitution is.
And what is the 10th Amendment?
That anything not expressly, any right not expressly given to the federal government automatically is given to the states.
Correct, meaning that if the Constitution of the United States does not specifically say the federal government can do X, then it cannot, and the states have that power. So the Constitution says the federal government can admit states into the Union, which makes
sense. Yeah, New Hampshire can just decide, we are the governor of New Hampshire, and now some random China is now part of the United States.
Right, you can't just admit yourself into this Union.
Yeah.
They have to vote you in.
Which makes sense.
There's a process. But there is no process specified to let someone leave. So presumably that just means you can just leave.
And if our, forefathers or whatever in New Hampshire decided to join a federal government, you know, a federal system where they expressly said you couldn't leave, they'd be idiots. And I don't know why I would have to live by their dumb decision. I didn't sign anything.
Yep. 603-283-6160. But there is a Supreme Court case that he's going to touch on here in a moment, so we should address that on the way. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're going to continue here with the attack piece by a state representative as to why he believes that New Hampshire cannot secede, or why any state, in his mind, cannot secede, because he says, well, it doesn't say so in the Constitution. Well, as Bonnie pointed out, that actually means that we do have the right to secede, because it doesn't say you can't. And why on earth would someone join a union that they would never be allowed to leave under any circumstances whatsoever? It's
great
insane.
Question.
Like if, you know, the federal government waged war against the states.
Or whatever reason.
I'd want to leave.
Yeah, or the
that already happened.
Or the federal government's rife with corruption, or they're printing too much money, or whatever. You name it. There's so many different reasons that we should go. And tomorrow afternoon in New Hampshire in Concord at the State House Legislative Office Building, there's going to be a historic hearing. Hopefully we will pack it full of people. It's going to be interesting to see how many people show up to this, because I have no idea.
I think that place is going to be packed. I know so many people that are really passionate about
really?
This issue.
Okay.
And I think some of the people that I know that are going to the midwifery building
mm-hmm.
are
stick around.
Staying.
Great.
So.
And there's going to be a rally at 2 o'clock and a press conference at 3, and then the hearing starts at 3:30.
I think this is going to be the most people from Keene that have ever went out of town to do something that since I moved here. So
good.
I think
probably.
This is going to be huge.
That's a good sign.
And, you know, so three people from Alstead.
You can go to nhexit.us if you want to learn more about what's happening here, but more on why he says it can't be done. You know, like they used to say, you can't fly that plane. You know, that's impossible. A lot of people have always said you can't do things. Anyway, he says that our Constitution is quite clear on this issue. And then he cites Article 4, Section 3, whatever that is. No state constitution, he says, have ever suggested that states hold this power. Actually, that's not true at all. The Texas Constitution explicitly retains their right to secede, and the New Hampshire Constitution has in its Article 10 the right to revolution, and it specifically says that it is your duty to say goodbye to a government, to reform or to abolish a government if it has become too tyrannical. And then Article 7 in the New Hampshire Constitution is the essentially the idea that we are a sovereign place. So, going on, constitutions, he says, are implicit contracts with citizens.
And an implicit contract doesn't exist.
That grants government specific powers. Well, yeah, that's a great point. We didn't sign this thing either way, so that there's that. No one alive today in New Hampshire ever signed the U.S. Constitution?
Well, my neighbor across the street has an implicit contract with me because they didn't complain when I stole their dog.
With no power explicitly given allowing secession, he says no state can ever secede. And again, he's just got it backwards. He obviously doesn't understand the 10th Amendment, and he should review it. But there's more. He says another argument lies with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Texas versus White in 1869. He says in the court's majority decision, Salmon Chase, who's a chief justice, a New Hampshire native, explained the Union began during the Revolutionary War amongst the colonies. In his decision, he writes the Union, quote, was confirmed and strengthened and received definite form and character and sanction from the Articles of Confederation, and by these the Union was solemnly declared to, quote, be perpetual, unquote. Justice Chase then says that our current Constitution was, quote, ordained to form a more perfect union, which intended to, quote, convey the idea of indissoluble unity, unquote.
Into infinity.
Forever.
That's crazy.
Therefore, the union can never be dissolved, says DeShays.
And does he know what that, what he was just reading is? It's an opinion. A bad, dumb opinion.
It's true. It was an opinion by men who were dressed in robes, and everybody believes that these men in robes get to decide what the Constitution means.
Well, they're magic robes.
But as was pointed out in an interesting article at the Texas Nationalist Movement website, they I posted a link to it over on the Shire forums in the NHExit section at forum.shiresociety.com. The Texas versus White decision doesn't cite anything for its basis. They can't cite anything from the Constitution because there's nothing there. So it's just, as you pointed out, Bonnie, it's literally the opinion of, guess what, a Lincoln appointee on a highly Lincoln-appointed Supreme Court.
Wait, Lincoln? I didn't know it was that old.
That's right, 1869.
Whoa.
Yeah, so...
So some old man in 1869 said that no one could ever leave the Union. Brody DeShays, a 23-year-old like person living today, believes that we just can never leave the Union, no matter how much Lincoln literally abused people.
It was several old men, Bonnie, so that makes it totally fine.
It's ridiculous.
But the thing is, when a court makes a decision, when a court renders an opinion, and the Supreme Court's job is to render opinions on, you know, federal law for the most part, and what, you know, interpret the Constitution, again, they couldn't cite anything here. It was just him simply saying, well, we said so. It wasn't, oh, the Constitution says this, so therefore, well, no, the Constitution doesn't say that. It doesn't say anything about secession. It doesn't say anything about how to leave the Union. And that means that it's up to the states.
And the fact that he's a Lincoln appointee is pretty telling, but also the fact that he is part of the federal government. The federal government telling you you can't leave is like an abusive boyfriend being the one deciding that you can't leave. Oh, well, he said I can't leave. So I can't legally leave.
He says our form of government and constitution is predicated on the Union's, quote, perpetual, unquote, existence. Without this perpetual existence, we would be throwing away the Union, and with it, the U.S. Constitution.
That's Thank God.
I mean, that sounds awesome to me, but it's also not true. The Union would still exist.
Right.
We would just have 49 states.
Move to Massachusetts, bro.
If you want 50, just make Puerto Rico a state or D.C. a state.
Well, Puerto Rico has not voted to become a state.
I don't think they want to.
No. it keeps coming up, by the way, for a vote in Puerto Rico, and it never goes through. But, yeah, there has been a movement to make D.C. a state. You're right.
Well, I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be 50 states. It would still be a union of 49 states.
Yeah, and he can still have his precious U.S. Constitution.
And the Constitution would still exist. He could move to Massachusetts.
Or
it's
Vermont.
Just right over the border from where he lives.
The last constitutional argument, he says, is straightforward. It doesn't matter whether or not secession is illegal. What matters is that the Union beat the Confederacy in the Civil War. And once this happened, the illegality of unilateral secession was de facto established. Our question was answered at Appomattox Courthouse in 1865. It also means the repercussions for attempting unilateral secession have been decided, too. The federal government must punish states and their leaders who try to secede.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, he's just basically saying, all right, might makes right. We're going to crush you. We should roll in troops, roll in tanks, and bomb you into submission.
So if people don't want to be ruled by him, it doesn't matter. That's the type of person he is.
He will kill you.
And it's so ironic, because it's always, like, Merca bros like that, like, mm-hmm. always preach freedom.
And he looks but like then, that, by the way.
Does he? Yeah. But then when you try to propose actual freedom, they're like,
whoa!
No! No, my precious America! No!
My Constitution. So he finally says, which leads us to another question. Can state leaders introduce or vote for articles of secession? No, they cannot. Well, they didn't, dude. This is a vote by the people, and it requires the state representatives to pass it so the people can vote. And he says, that's not my opinion. It's what our Constitution explicitly states. And then he cites the 14th Amendment.
And he's talking about the
U.S.
Constitution.
Yeah, at no point does he reference the New Hampshire Constitution in this document.
He's probably never read it.
Even though he swore an oath to it.
Or his dad or whoever wrote this.
The 14th Amendment, he says, is very clear. No state legislator shall engage in rebellion against the Constitution. Do you know what rebellion is, Deshaies? Rebellion is violence. Rebellion is to actively use violence against the state. The wording of CACR 32 specifically uses the word peaceful.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says it would be casting a vote to rebel against the Union and therefore the same Constitution establishing the perpetual Union. He says, I encourage my fellow lawmakers to reject New Hampshire's Articles of Secession and protect constitutional government. Not only is CACR 32 logistically impossible, but New Hampshire's Articles of Secession are unconstitutional and may require enforcement of the 14th Amendment, specifically Section 3. The New Hampshire House should not be forcing America into a constitutional crisis. The question of unilateral state secession died in Appomattox. Let's keep it that way.
Right there when he says forcing America into a constitutional crisis and also we need to protect the government, it's so clear how scared the government statist lovers are right now of the people taking control of their own lives.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a constitutional crisis. The U.S. Constitution would still be there. People could still follow it if they wanted to. The other 49 states could trundle on, or others may decide to go. And I think that's what he's really worried about here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because that's exactly what will happen.
There will be a domino effect, you think?
I think so. Oh, especially, I mean, like, Texas has been talking about this and stuff, so
people would see that the end of the world didn't happen, and in fact, New Hampshire became more prosperous, and
we would be the freest place on the planet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Out of time for tonight. We'll bring you the latest tomorrow as we're all going to the State House, and hopefully, if you're in the area and you're up in New England or New Hampshire and you want to speak out, come on and join us at the Legislative Office Building. The details are over at nhexit.us. It'll be tomorrow afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.